What Yosa's executing takes no small amount of effort. Troy Peters is music director.
Yosa's going to be performing The Planets, this huge cinematic masterpiece that takes you on this journey through the solar system.
If you think of our solar system as having 9 planets, Gustav Holst's masterpiece has 2 fewer movements.
You know, there are actually only 7 movements in Holst's Planets, and the reason for that, if you think about it, makes sense. He didn't write about Earth. He said all of the other music is about Earth. And at the time, Pluto hadn't been discovered yet.
The planet's sound itself is as vast as the solar system it describes.
You hear it a lot in film music. I mean, you couldn't have the soundtrack for Star Wars or The Lord of the Rings without some of these sounds from the planets. And of course, it was also reinvented by rock musicians from, you know, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer to all kinds of other people who have been inspired by this. Mars is some of the most driving, powerful music there is.
Next Tuesday night's concert at the Tobin Center will feature something that will add a whole new dimension to it.
We have a Seattle artist named Adrian Wired who has created a video presentation using space photography that he then computer animates. So you go on this voyage through the solar system. He performs live while we play the music.
How challenging is this for your students?
This is a great place for us to end the year because this is a hard thing to play.
Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.